If I gave you diamonds and pearls, would you be a happy boy or a girl?
So what I'm doing on the back end, y'all, just so y'all know, I got to record these things, okay? So that's what's happening. When you don't hear me talking, that's because I'm doing something. It's time to catch up with my guy right here. Mikhail, you're here. I'm loving the fact that you're here. This is great. What I'm trying to do, y'all, is show y'all, see, it's doing something wrong. I want to share this one. Yeah, it's doing that wrong. This is our Instagram page. So if you're not following us, which I think most of you guys are, follow us at the After Party Radio Show on Instagram. We're doing this little program a little differently on the live so you can hear our voices and you can see what we're looking at because we're going to show you guys some stuff too during the program. But I got to catch up with my sis over here. What's up? What's T? How was your week?
My week was good. A lot. Oh, okay. Wait. Oh, got a little tangle-ish. We got tangle-ish going on. It's like a Russian virgin all tangled. But my week was good. A lot happened. I've been paying attention to all the memes and everything, so I've been laughing at a lot of videos this week. I mean, I pay attention. I Boo is there too, so you know, I've been keeping up with stuff.
Yeah, let me get the mic for that. So, Boo, because I haven't heard from you in a while, so I was like, "Is he good? Like, is everything all right? Are we laid up? What's going on?" Hear from you? When? My mic sounds crazy. Oh, there we are.
You hear always from me.
I don't always hear from you. So aggravating. So the life of the Boo, the Bay, this is getting better.
It's always been good.
Good. I'm glad to hear it. Uh-oh. My mic is going in and out today. I don't know what's happening. I don't like it. All right, let's try a different source. Whoa. Okay, here we are. bear with us. We are in dire straits of equipment and new stuff. So if you guys want to donate to the After Party Radio Show, I am taking donations at my own personal Cash App. That's Amazing Grace 31, a dollar sign. Amazing Grace 31, a dollar. If you got some change, anything left over in your Cash App, you want to throw it over here, we definitely would appreciate the support. And we need it. I've been using this mixer.
And if you want to donate to the mechanic.
He's falling out of the chair because he's about to say some stupid shit. And the universe knows. Look, fall. Yes! On live! Yo, shouts to y'all on live. What's up, Jim Rummy's here. You really fell out the chair, bro. Could you get up?
I didn't know I was that big.
That chair is really not that sturdy, honestly. So get closer to me. Okay.
Honestly, like I said, if you guys want to donate to the Mikhail Needs the iPhone 11 donation, you can donate to.
That is so unnecessary because all you have to do is finance the phone. Just go to the carrier. You know you can just finance the phone, right?
Well, if you want to donate to the Mikhail Needs to Get Away from Sally Mae Foundation, you could donate all funds to Sally Mae. We take dollars, $100, even $1,000. The goal is $75,000.
Why? All right. I mean, listen, whatever you guys want to support it. Mikhail, you can find him, like you said, at Mikhail's World and follow all his endeavors and all that. I don't even know if you made sense of it. I didn't make sense of it. Christy Graffiti's in the building. Shouts to her. How was your week, Christy Graffiti? Her week was long. Everybody heard that? Long. So shouts to the freaking weekend. I'm hot. He's like making me like sweat over here. Don't touch me, though. You don't have to touch. Why you have to touch? This is not that kind of show. Get off me. All right, so listen. I want to know if I did that, what happens? We come back? Are we live? Oh, no. I ended the live. Aw. That was so dumb. I was trying to see if I could get back, like go back to camera. Oh. Back, y'all. And we're going to do this thing again. Hey, yo, they crying on Facebook. Shout out to everybody that's tuned in on Facebook. We live and we so lit.
We did all of that.
We did all of that. I did a whole segment just now, y'all. Did not record it. But we here. We back in this thing. I was just announcing the new segments because we have changed the programming up of it. And, each week I'm going to announce a new meme of the week. This week, the meme of the week comes from Smudge the Cat. And it is making its rounds all over the place. It came out in May. Some young girl on Twitter, she posted up a picture of Taylor Armstrong from the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. Alongside this cat image. And the cat has its own Instagram, right, Graffiti?
Yes.
Smudge Lord. Okay. So, okay. Well, he's got like how many followers? 1.1 million followers this cat has. I can't even get past 3,000. Damn. You trying to get to 10K? I want to get 5 at least. Can I get 5? But so they, yeah. So anyway, she just threw these two pictures up against each other and she captioned it, "These photos together are making me lose it." So I guess in other speak, I'll be nice. Shut up, Lala. So in other speak, that means like making me like lose it, like crack up, laugh. You would know, you work with these folks. What does that mean? "These photos together are making me lose it." Like, that's other speak. And oh.
Did you ever create a meme at work? We have
work memes. You have work memes? Oh, amongst like your crew? Uh-oh. We probably can't hear you. Sorry. She's talking about her jobs. Mikhail, understand this. You didn't bring your mic, right? She doesn't have a mic. The only people that can hear right now is me.
Say hi.
Not wave. Yo, this program has been brought to you by liquor and weed. Because that's clearly all that helps us do the show. What is wrong with y'all? I'm glad we don't work in no YouTube or no real network, because they would be like, "These motherfuckers is dumb as hell." No, YouTube, you can hire me. I know what I'm doing. I promise. I forgot what I was saying. Oh, we're talking about the meme of the week. Damn. So she put the two pictures together, y'all. It accumulated an impressive amount with this crazy corny caption, in my opinion. 78,000 retweets and then over 200,000 likes over 2 months. So that created a span of new memes now, and for more impressive to me are the ones that are reflective of our culture, like "It's Luther Vandross." No, it's Luther. Like the cat says the right thing. But anyway, so that's the meme of the week, and it was funnier in the first segment, so I'm really sorry that in the re-record it sounds really dry, but I promise it was hilarious. Just know that. Oh, this was another favorite though, when Taylor says, "You said I was passionate." He said, "No, I said liquor store. You're passing it." All right, good. So I got one out. So now we're going to keep this thing moving. I did want to throw in a little break, but I'll figure that out later. Let's get into our segment, though. This is the fun segment, party and bullshit. This is why you're here. This is why you're here, right? Hey. Okay. So why don't you get started while I get started, and we're going to have a party. So what did you want to... You actually had a good story from the list that you wanted to talk about. That's really popular. So let's get into it.
All right. So this is kind of like above my pay grade. Uh-oh. Yes. Because for one, I don't have kids. I don't know anybody that vaginas that I need to be worried about their virginity. So it kind of works out. So T.I. has a daughter. You know, I believe she's of age. Right. And I believe she's 18. So pretty much every year they go to the OBGYN. Pretty much the gynecologist.
Wait, what?
The gynecologist.
Is that word?
The gynecologist.
Uh-huh. Okay, keep going. Yep. Okay,
that's a word. That's a word. The gynecologist, for people that don't know what I'm saying. So
some of the views expressed here, I don't have anything to do with it.
So the gynecologist, they go every year. Okay. Pretty much to check her. What is it called? Well, they go every year.
You keep saying they.
They.
Is it Tiny going? Is
it no, T-I well... Tiny? Well, it's just T.I. and the girl. Right, yeah. Just T.I. and the girl. And what's that? What's the thing called inside of a JJ that gets broken?
Oh, the hymen.
The hymen, yes. Oh. So he goes to check that every year, which is awkward as hell.
How do you know? How do you know it's awkward? What if girls love it? What if they do it until they like it? I'm joking. But I'm saying,
I mean,
you said it with such conviction.
But it's weird.
It is. No,
that's
weird.
You're absolutely right. I mean, would you want your granddad to go check you every year?
Let me tell you something. My grandfather better know. Stay far away from my gynecologist appointments. That's a violation of my privacy. Sorry.
It is.
Absolutely. My father,
God rest his soul, he happened to catch me in a real awkward position. What else, C-Money? He caught me in a real awkward position one time, and like it scarred him for life. Like, for life, like, to see me in a way that a father should not see their daughter.
I mean, for one, I don't have any kids. So anybody knows I don't have any kids. I want kids, but I don't. Honestly, if I have a kid, I kind of want a female.
Okay.
Because boys, I'm going to have to choke slam them.
Are you going to need to go to the gynecologist with her?
I know.
Yo. So he said, first of all, stop calling them females because we're women. We're girls. You want a girl. You want a baby girl.
I want a daughter. But my biggest fear is a period. Like, when they start, don't call me. Well, I'm afraid.
Okay, so let's dissect this in your, let's talk about for you. You had a daughter. Say you have a daughter. Now, is this daughter's mother going to be involved?
Nope.
And that's going to be a difficult thing for you, Mikhail, because if you don't have a woman, like, you know, close-knit, maybe you do, I'm saying, but like a sister. There'll be a sister for this daughter that you're going to have?
Only in women time.
What? Wait.
Women moments.
Okay. I'm trying to understand who what woman might be in place to help you with this.
Oh, thank you.
No, not me. I'm not volunteering. No. Because the thing is, let me go, and going back to T.I., Tiny is not the mother of this daughter. I don't want to say her name wrong, so I'm not going to say the child's name. Tiny is not the mother, and I think that's something, a question that a lot of people had. You know, where's Tiny in this? So Tiny's not in this. Right. You know, T.I.'s been raising this little girl since she was born. The mother has some issues, and so T.I. has custody of this child, right? Of the daughter, primarily. Why you make that face? Well, really? Maybe there's some on the show. So Chris Graffiti is in the background saying that they did actually have a relationship with the mother. I mean, I'm not sure, honestly, because I don't follow them. I don't follow the family enough to know. But what I do know is that's why Tiny's not involved, because that's not her daughter. So that's how she falls out of this, right? Because some people were asking that, not you, but you know, some people were saying that on the vlogs. But it's a privacy thing for me. And I think it's kind of gross.
Yeah, I'm trying to find,
I don't get it. Instagram. And he did verbally say that he goes with her. How far he goes into it, he said that she has to sign off on him being allowed in the room, and that he wants to know if this time is in check. And as smart as a man as T.I. is, he's a real dummy for this one. He gets dummy smacks all across the board because the hymen is not a way to check virginity. You can break your hymen by falling out that chair like you just did, Mikhail.
Right.
I mean, seriously, like, you could break your hymen any number of ways. I lost my virginity. Truth hour. I lost my virginity, and my hymen didn't break the first time. You know what I'm saying? Like, it didn't go down like that. But, you know, anyway, I was about to go there, but I'm not going to go there. I'm done with you. You do not have a hymen.
I do.
It is not... I just think that T.I., I don't know. I'm looking at him real different. I'm looking at guys that agree with that sentiment, that they think that that's protecting their daughter. I feel like she's going to be very aggressive against him, like, later in life. Like, when she starts to get out of his kind of, I don't know, shadow, I guess, whatever he has over her, that protective cloak, when she gets out of that shit, she's going to be an angry little. She's going to be popping it.
Oh, yeah.
Like, it's hot. Popping it like it's hot. If she ain't already, because like I said, the hymen don't reveal nothing.
When I got away, I acted a fool.
See? And you stand. And see? Some are very flexible, Morgan says. She's talking about the hymen.
I was flexible too.
Let me read some of these comments here. So Kim Sharif says, can you see him going to get sanitary? No, I cannot see Mikhail going to get sanitary. I honestly cannot. Kim Sharif? I don't want to see that. Morgan says, I don't know that, but still think any adult woman in the family related or not should advocate for her. Absolutely. We're not doing this.
No,
we're not doing this. No. You know what a sanitary napkin is? It's what women use when they are on their menstrual cycle.
Oh, a pad.
A pad. Oh, yes. The proper name is sanitary napkin.
Oh.
Not a tampon. Tampon is something different. Tampon.
The thing y'all go,
Do it again. Do it again. Do it again. Do it again. Flip, flip. What the fuck is that? See, this is why you do not need a daughter. You may not even need children right now. Not right now. Maybe you just need some time. I cannot deal with you. So let me see more comments. But Kim Sharif also goes into it and says, but that's crazy if Tiny is the mother figure. Why would she not be at the doctor's appointment. I mean, I really feel like that's just a family thing. Like, that may be a conversation that was had and it was agreed upon that Tiny would not be involved. And maybe I would be interested just because of its sheer celebrity of the conversation now. How does she feel about it? And it's not my business. No, Tiny. Oh, Tiny. I would be interested to know how Tiny feels about this situation. It's not our business. That's number one. And I'm going to say that every time we talk about celebrities, none of this shit is our business. But what makes it our business is when they decide to have the conversations out loud and proud. And that's what T.I. did. So that's why it is a conversation. And now we do have opinions on it. And he bet not come out his face and say that we have no business to say what we are saying, because he decided he had to tell us that we never needed to know that T.I. goes to the gynecologist with his daughter. We never needed to know that, but he decided to tell us.
But even then, the daughter did speak out on it and said she did kind of feel uncomfortable at some point in the situation.
I bet she did.
A long Instagram post, which I don't know her Instagram. I don't remember it, right. But she just felt some type of way about it. Right. I mean, for me, I think he's trying to use it as a scare tactic for her to try to keep her from having sex. Mm-hmm. But I think it's better ways to keep her from having sex, or to even just say, okay, let's teach her the safest way to do it.
Yeah.
And then you don't have to avoid it because she's of age.
Right.
I mean, started having sex at 15.
I started having, pretty young. I was like 15. Yeah, 14, 15.
Like 15.
So it could have been, she could have already been experiencing or trying to experiment with these things before. But I mean, he's to me, if T.I. is my father, I'm scared as hell. I'm not even trying to have a private conversation with a guy, like in a, in a one-on-one situation, because he's just scary. Like, he's a little too much.
But let me get my tank situation on. I'm going to get my tank situation on. I lost 2 virginities, okay? So most people know I had 2 virginities.
Uh-huh.
Okay, one with the female, then one with the guys. Uh-huh. So you have to do it. So like I said, my hymen was broke at the age of 13. All right.
Now who's the smart people out there? Do men have this hymen that he keeps referring to? I have a really smart woman in my presence right now. Does he have a hymen?
I have a hymen.
Does he have a hymen? Anyone? Anyone? She said he has a high knee.
Yeah, we're going to call it that. My high knee was broke.
I know your high knee was broke.
My high knee was broke at the age of 13. And then my, what do you call it? What do you call, let's make a name for it. But when a guy loses his virginity to a female, when they first, we
got
to get
I got it. It's called, you ready? You ready? Write this down, y'all. It's called Broke Back Mountain.
That's not a good one.
That's the good one.
No.
Broke Back Mountain. When you get broke. Hetero, you broke.
The
what?
What one do you want for the heteros?
Oh, for the heteros. Oh, yeah, true. That's true. That is for the, yeah. Ugh. Help us out, guys. We need. Why are we doing this again? He wants us to name the guy. What happens to a guy when they lose their virginity? A guy just loses his virginity. Why do you have to, nothing has to be broke for you. We can break your dick if you like.
Okay, so I broke my, I popped my cork.
Okay.
All right. At the age of 16.
Right, so girls, we say pop the cherry. So right, you guys pop the cork.
I get it. And it shoots out. We won it. All right,
that was good. Okay. No need for a name. Christine, listen.
So we're different.
He's different, okay?
Could you imagine going to
To what?
To the doctor with your parents. and they find out that it ain't there.
So, okay.
And somebody stuck a dildo up in.
How do you explain that?
So what if she did use a dildo and it was
broke? Stop it. The girl did never use a dildo on herself to do that.
What if she did and she
get
it and it was missing?
I'm done. And it's because the thing with the hymen.
Could you imagine the big word?
It doesn't matter, though. That is not the way to detect virginity. That's not
T.I. doesn't know that.
So T.I. needs to know. He better know it by now.
He knows a whole dictionary, but doesn't know that you can.
I cannot. Well, he will never know from this program because we terrible over here. But I do know that for a fact. The hymen does not prove anything. If it's intact or if it's not intact, there are a number of reasons why it could be not intact anymore. So for him to even do that is just pointless. He's like you said, using it as a scare tactic. And I don't know. T.I. is living in 1496. Come on with it. Come on, Morgan. And I'm serious about these guys. The guys that agree with T.I., watch them, ladies. I'm scared. There's a lot of them.
He living in 1496, but got the vocabulary of a Webster dictionary.
Listen, he can speak all the exuberant words and all these different, yes, he can talk all that talk, but it's something to be said about what just happened and what transpired this week with T.I. And we're going to move right along. In other news, in other sex news, this is a serious conversation, y'all. We're going to get serious real quick. So this came across my timeline at the After Party radio show, and I thought I would post it because it's like holiday time and we're all out shopping. We're very distracted. You know what I'm saying? Like, we're doing a whole lot. I know I'm real busy. I got a lot going on. And shout out to also on Instagram. I'm sorry. We're not ignoring you. We're here. We see you and we love y'all. Thank y'all so much. And if you guys want to check us out on Instagram, if you're not, at the After Party Radio Show is how to find us. So I posted this video. I'm going to just share the audio with you guys right now. This is about sex trafficking. Check this out.
If you see these kind of vehicles, parked, do not park next to them and definitely don't park in between them. Also, if you're moving or having to shop during the day. Try to avoid going to major mall places in the evening or at night when it gets dark. So if you come out of a shopping area at night and you're wedged in between two vehicles like that, if you have an SUV, try to go through the trunk of the vehicle to get to the driver's seat. If you have to enter through the driver's side door, get your mace and get you a weapon out, because what they do is they jump out of those vehicles and hit you with a syringe to make you pass out. Also, if you see little cards and things like that on your windshield, avoid grabbing them. Many of those have a powder substance on them that seep into your skin, make you pass out. Also, if you get hit from behind, don't stop. That's another way that they use to get you out of the car to kidnap. So we got too many black women and black children coming up missing these days. Time for a safety check.
Listen, y'all, there's not no games we played out here. That's why I share the information, because when it comes across the timeline, and you laughing because he's so serious.
The message is a good message that you need to listen to, but his face was killing me. It was killing me.
So serious. I appreciate people like that, just, yeah, you know, being open and just like saying, because stuff like black, and it's black people. I saw, I don't know where I saw it, but some girl was a post. I saw the girl had just got out. She was from Atlanta. And she had just got out of a situation where she was kidnapped. And the guy, like, was raping the girls. Like, and wherever he brought her to, there were other women there, other young girls. And she was talking, you know, telling the story of how long she had been involved in the whole situation. And there was another girl she was with. And that girl, unfortunately, died from the drugs and stuff that they were giving her. And it was just, the person that was recording it was so emotional. I mean, it was really sad. It gave me chills. And the girl had just had a baby. So the baby was in the video. And she's just like, you know, girl, her poise. Like, she's smiling, you know, not laughing at the situation, but she was still, like, just strong. Like, so keep sharing these stories, y'all. Yes, there have been a few in Atlanta. A lot. Who, what?
Oh, wow. Sorry,
okay, so guys, if you didn't hear the video or see the video, you can go to the After Party Radio Show page and it should be up there.
Oh damn it!
I wish you could have seen the video, because you would have been laughing like me. But y'all, yeah, definitely go to the After Party Radio Show page and you guys can catch it.
I'm sorry, y'all, and I had the comments up, so I couldn't see the, like, you guys telling me that it wasn't even live. Audio wasn't even live. It's hard out here for Gracie and doing this all by myself. I need an intern. Honestly, I do. Because I... Shut up. You know what it is? It's what it is right now, what's happening. It's playing to the recording so they can hear it. It's a lot. You guys don't need to know all that stuff. Anyway, we are funny, right? He ain't do nothing. He ain't do nothing but make some more freaking music. Can y'all tell me? Can y'all please help me understand how we are allowing R. Frickin' Kelly to still play to make music?
I thought he was in jail.
I'm not understanding why I go to YouTube and I see, and you know what? No. Let me go back. This came to me in a sticky note form, and she knows who she is. Shouts to Medina. In a sticky note form.
The sticky note?
Who gives out sticky notes?
Medina.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. So we're gonna make sure we properly place this, because it's the only reason that we're doing this is because she decided to throw it in my inbox.
Sticky note exclusive.
And I feel sticky note exclusive. I feel it's necessary to drop it on everybody else because I had to deal with it, right?
Why
shouldn't y'all? And if you don't like R. Kelly, if you're gonna leave the program because I'm about to play this R. Kelly song, that's fine. You're gonna stay though.
Maybe he recorded this in jail.
You think he recorded it in jail?
Yeah.
It might sound like it. Let's take a listen. Here we go. I'll keep the mic on. Can you guys hear it? He said a musical bath. I just threw up. It don't matter. It don't matter, Laura. You don't need to hear it. You do not need to hear it. You don't want to hear it. If you want to hear it, you can go to your own YouTube and check it out. It's a R. Kelly song. And it actually was a good song, y'all. And that's why I'm so mad. This is it.
Oh, baby.
Oh, baby. That's the name of the song. This is it. If you're interested. If you're interested, I'm not promoting for R. Kelly. I'm not. I'm just curious as to how the man is still making music.
I can change.
So in the song he's saying, "This is it, oh baby." You heard me. He said, "I'm done cheating on you.
I'm pissing on you. I'm moving on
to older women for you, oh baby.
This is it."
Laura, come on back. Grab a snack and come on back. We're gonna be here, girl. We're gonna be here. And no, I can't take that. That's Wendy's. Oops. Speaking of Wendy, Wendy Williams and Charlamagne reunited this week.
I don't know how to hog tie, but this is it.
Oh, baby, I'm done cheating on you. Oh,
I'm letting you free.
Medina, I hate that you sent that to me because it literally lived in my head for like a whole day. I woke up and I did a whole emoji video. You got to see the. Oh, you saw it. You saw it. Oh, no, I sent it to her privately. I got to show you that. Anyway, shouts to Trey. He's here. What up, big brother Trey? Shouts to you.
Moving on,
because he got to go. We got a lot to do. Oh, what else? Oh, yeah, I was mentioning Charlamagne Tha God and Wendy Williams. They reunited this week. You saw that?
I did.
I'm here for it. Yeah. Always. I'm here for adults keeping it together. We getting older, and, you know, once we get to the funeral, we want to have people there. So I think it's important to keep the relationships up that you have and that means something.
Belong together.
Two petty people do belong together, just like two ugly people belong together. No, or one ugly and a cute makes it.
No, I kind of agree.
You kind of agree? Okay. Because
a 10 can't date a 5.
Right.
And a 5 can't date a 10.
Right. The bathroom time would just be monopolized by the 10.
Right.
And the 5 would just be like, I don't care.
Unless they got money, and then the 5 could date a 10.
Oh, right. This could be a whole nother episode.
that was college algebra that I just did, y'all.
He just did some algebra.
Thank you, St. Peter's University.
Done with him. Look, Laura cracking up. She said, oh my God. So shouts to them. In other rekindling news, I didn't even know that they weren't friends, but according to the Full Monty report, he says that Little Kim and Trina have reunited. And I just wanted to say, could you let me finish that first part of the story first? Before you grab them, that's why I told you to bring your own mic. Bring your own mic next time. All I keep seeing is a little hand like this.
Monty get out of jail. Is Monty still in Facebook jail?
Monty be in Facebook jail for like 30 days, he said. That's about to tell him until they got a body shirt so we could get Monty out. Free Monty, man.
Free Monty.
Free my nigga Monty, yo. Free my nigga Monty, man.
What are you?
He's a Facebook blogger and he's popping. Like, he's the king of all captions. Y'all can follow him, but y'all ain't able to see nothing because I think he's in jail. But the Full Monty, he was reporting on Lil Kim and Trina. I didn't even know Lil Kim and Trina were friends. Before, exactly. Like, I feel like Lil Kim is doing a lot for clout right now, and that's not no hate for anybody that's a Lil Kim fan and thinks that I'm not. I actually was a Lil Kim fan, but she just got corny to me. I don't know. She dating a guy that looks like Safari right now. Lil Kim just, why are you looking at me like that? Lil Kim is corny. Yeah, you better watch your damn mouth, Mrs. Petty. She's Mrs. Petty to you.
Mm-mm.
You ain't gonna call her that, Mrs. Petty. Whatever, they be hating on my boo Nicki Minaj, and that's all right. I love her. I love her forever. Forever. You like Cardi though, right?
She aight.
Who's your any female artist that you do like?
Tink.
Tink. You say that a lot. Yeah, you do like Tink. I guess you do like Tink. Is she bae? All right. It's what's the the London P girl. She's like emerging new artist girl from the Netflix thing. Think she was cute? You remember what I'm talking about? She had the split hair. Oh yeah. She's kinda Tiana Marie? No. What's Tiana Taylor? Tiana Taylor looking type chick? Whatever. Anywho, what do you agree with, Laura? Don't agree with anything he says, please. If it's anything he says, don't agree with it. Morgan says a lot of artists have become disappointing. Girl.
AKA Nicki Minaj.
Okay, maybe.
Disappointing for the past 3 years.
Maybe to a lot of people she has been a big disappointment, but to those that really really follow Nicki Minaj, she's not.
About you think?
She's not. And it's not because I'm just like obsessed. I'm saying like I look I'm not a Barb though.
You are.
I'm so not a Barb. So not a Barb.
You're a Barb.
Hear my voice change. So not a Barb. So not a Barb. About to flick my hair in about 10 seconds. If you don't stop calling me a Barb. I can't contain it.
Just do a hair flip.
This is my who's your boo? Nicki Minaj? That's my baby for life. Chrissy Graffiti, if you don't bring your little light skin ass over here trying to show me a picture on her phone. Talk about something.
Throw a sticky note on
what
here.
Is it? Sticky note. Sticky note reports. Oh. This one says, wrong hole. Oh, they both stink. The cat is back, y'all. I love that sticky cat. And I am totally a Barb, Morgan says. I love that y'all know that about me. Thank you for knowing me. Thank you for knowing me. All right, so. Whatever I'm with it. I'm with it. Speaking of Nicki Minaj, like I said, she did get married. I don't know if we talked about that at all in the program, but she did get married. Her name is now Mrs. Petty. You. Told you yet. And, he all right. What? Mrs. Petty, right? That's, the universe does a lot of things, and we need to really understand how that, yeah, his name is Petty. Mm-hmm. So, anyway, Mrs. Petty's now married. Little Kim's in love, like I told you guys, to a guy who looks just like Safari, which, whatever. And it looks like the ladies have all found someone they love. Like, Remy's got Pap, Cardi's got Offset. I'm wondering if this will embark, like if Mona Scott is somewhere right now sitting at a coffee house, sipping on, I can't show you that cup because that's for somebody, sipping on a coffee cup, something, some sweet, something good. I don't know what Mona Scott would drink, but it would be good. It'd be like a mocha vanilla chai, right? And she's thinking, with all this love going on, all this reuniting going on, a Real Housewives of hip hop. Yeah, I like the way that sounds. Mona Scott, call me, okay? I'm here for it. We can work on that together. I'm with it. We could see how Nicki Minaj lives her life. We can see how Little Kim is living in love. Remy Ma, we have already seen a couple of little things from her. We'd love to see how that's going. Is she still in the kitchen? I don't know. No? Nobody cares? I care. If you don't care, I care. And I'm here for it. What? Remy Ma? No? He said, who's Remy? Yo, you was a straight hater. Yo, shouts to everybody that just jumped on the Facebook Live. Rihanna's here. Asita's here. Yo, what up? Rihanna's here. Look at that. Rihanna's right here. Shouts to you if you're on our IG Live. Shouts to Tolu. It's freezing again. Is it cold outside? Because we pretty live over here. I don't see no freezing. Anyway, moving right along.
Check your Wi-Fi.
And she said it would be dope. My idea would be dope. See? People support me. You'd be down for you'd watch it.
I'm all down for sex offenders being on TV.
What? Good night. Moving right along, because my man got to go soon. I want to wrap this up. We do have to get into our next segment. A movie I do want you guys to see if you haven't already is Harriet. It's a great movie. Just good, really great acting. I just thought it was an amazing piece of work put together by those folks. So go see that. And then Bad Boys for Life is coming soon. Loving it. I can't wait. I'm excited. Anything else that's out that you know of?
Did you watch The Little Mermaid?
I didn't on live, right? The live version. I didn't. I missed it too. I'm sure they have a replay somewhere.
Right. I think it's on Hulu Live.
I heard The Mermaid, though, was like. No? You know how many?
I heard Queen Latifah did her thing.
Queen Latifah, though, I heard was popping.
Yeah. That's about it.
So that's all I care about. Jersey.
Played The Little Mermaid.
Forget it. I don't even know her name. Chloe who? No. This mermaid on the live version was not Chloe. You got, matter of fact, look it up for us because I don't know the name of that. Not that I want to shout that girl out, but she, you know, that's who was.
Her vocals were trash.
Her vocals were trash. Looked trash. It was not, that was not a good lead. So, anyway, we're going to come back. We're going to do the drink of the week and close up, the, you know, wrap up this thing we call the show. And we'll be right back, y'all. Seriously, I got to get the drink. Bye. Okay, we're here. We're back. And it's time to have a little drink. I'm anxious. The ankle.
This is it. Oh, oh baby. I'm done pissing on you. Oh, girl.
So, I need you to hold the mic to my mouth so they can hear. So, the drink of the day. I hate you. All right. The drink of the day. It's called Pink Panties. Oh my God, would you stop? This is like yo, that's like at the VMAs when the girl had the mic to what's the girl name from Black Ink? Oh my God, what's her name?
Sky.
And she kept pushing the mic to her face and Sky was like, damn bitch, you want me to suck a damn. Okay, back again. Drink of the day. Called Pink Panties. It only requires three ingredients, okay?
Three.
Okay? This is one of them. Vodka. Any kind of vodka. This one was on sale. That's why we got it. And it's a really pretty bottle. And my baby daddy supports this. Right? This is a 50-cent vodka, I think. Still. I don't know. Anyway, so let's open this. Open this. While you do that, I'm gonna get the glasses.
Wait, hold on. It's called Pink Panties.
Pink Panties.
There ain't nothing pink in here.
Can I get to that part?
Oh,
damn, I just cannot. My hands is clean.
What the fuck, 50?
So we put a little ice in your glass.
50 was petty for this bottle. Shit.
You definitely don't want to smoke one, baby daddy. I didn't get enough ice. Mikhail, can you just grab some more ice from the kitchen for me? Thank you. All right, so here we are. Got our vodka, right? Turn that this way. Text me. And then what he's talking about, that's not nothing pink in here. There's nothing pink in here. But, oh, grab the Sprite out of the refrigerator, too, please. So, three ingredients. Once again, vodka being the first. We're going to put an ounce of vodka in the glass. And I'll do that once I put this mic down. And then, so it's 1 ounce of vodka and then 2 ounces of the Sprite. And then we're going to put in some lemonade. Now, the reason why he says something about being pink is because it's called Pink Panties. It's supposed to be pink lemonade. But we don't have any pink lemonade. So, we're going to be making yellow panties. Morgan said, I'm already like, where is this drink going? It's going down my throat, okay? Okay. So when Mikhail comes back, he's going to hold the mic for me. Okay, so again. All right, so again. So you need some Sprite. You need some vodka, right? And you need some lemonade. Preferably the pink kind, because it's called Pink Panties. But like I said, today we're making yellow panties. So let's go.
Right.
I said I was going to tell them. You just have to wait. You have no patience. All right, so 1 ounce of vodka. I could probably do a little more, but it's early. Let's.
So you're a bartender now. You just know how to measure?
I measure from the eyeball. Like, I've been drinking so long, I know. Okay? I promise you that.
Because it kind of scares me.
It does scare you, right? It scares me, too. Here we go. Sprite. We need 2 ounces. Okay? And then we top it. With the lemonade.
Looks like it's homemade.
Homemade lemonade. Mm-hmm. Homemade. Because it was made in my home. That's about all. I ain't squeezed these lemons. I ain't do none of that shit. But it's good. Ooh, look at the sizzle. You hear that?
Mukbang.
All right, so baby, I'm going to make your... This is one of yours, but I'm just going to sip it on. Oh, sorry. I can't move this. So we can say cheers. Cheers to the show. Ah, very refreshing. Yes, it's very refreshing, Morgan. See?
It needs more liquor.
Mm-hmm. It needs more liquor, but that's if you're trying to really be, you know, overzealous.
I like the sugariness of the lemonade.
Mm-hmm. I like the fizziness of the Sprite.
Mm. So,
that is our drink of the week. And, baby, if you like, here you go. Oh, okay. She's going to come get it. Maybe.
I like the way it goes.
I love it. You like the way it goes down your throat?
Yeah.
I think that's absolutely true for a great number of things, Mikkel. I
located my esophagus.
It's really, really good. It's almost too good.
I use the TI word, esophagus.
Esophagus.
Big word. Anyway, if you're interested in making that drink, then follow us at the After Party Radio Show. I will post the ingredients, but it's really simple. Like I said, one part vodka, one part Sprite. Top it off with some lemonade, preferably pink, and preferably simply lemonade, because it's just so that's sweet. So good. So good. That's called pink panties, or yellow panties if you don't have pink lemonade. And I had one actually for the larger groups, like if you're doing like a big party or something. This one's called the Pink Panty Dropper. And it's a bit more, much more ingredients. 18 cans of beer, to be specific. One bottle of Everclear and one bottle of tequila. That's just the start of it. So it definitely, it's a panty dropper. This right here is a panty dropper. So that's just something I think fun for like a party, like a big group of people. Because you will only, that you
right. A whole sex party drink.
But he going to try it though. So I already know. You gonna try it, Mikkel? When it said Everclear, I was like, "Oh, ever no." I haven't had Everclear since college.
With tequila,
yeah, with tequila. So, I just thought I'd drop that on y'all because that's what we do over here. We playing around with liquors and foods and such. Maybe we'll do some food next time. I know you like food. I know it.
I love it.
I might cook. I don't know. We'll see.
We should get some infused food.
And try it on the show.
So if you know anyone that does infused treats and stuff, you can send it to
Apple. Rihanna, this is my dog right here. What's goody? Oh shit, I just realized who you was because I'm like now looking at the aviator avatar. I said aviator. All right. Good night. Good night. It's the cameras. When you're on lives and stuff, your words, that never happens to y'all. Maybe it's just me. You don't go live a lot. Mikkel, we already know.
Catch me at the beginning of the year.
Exactly. Exactly. This was our show topic for today, and I definitely am going to continue the show topic because even though the guest that we had, we didn't reach her this week. She's just really busy. She's a celebrity stylist, and her name is Key. I had a question of the day I wanted to talk to her. Her Instagram is Style by Key, and I don't know if you've met her before, but she's just awesome, and she's like my little sis, so she was really interested in coming on the program.
Wait, at the Hub. What was her name that we had at the Hub?
She's never been to the show, so you definitely didn't meet her on the show.
What's the name of the girl that we have?
You're talking about Leela from Leela and Stitch. She's she is so fine. I was about to say she does designs and what she does. Not she's so fine.
She's sexy.
She's so with someone. So are you.
She's still sexy.
I guess she can still be sexy, but shut up. Oh my god! All right, Leela, I love you. You can. Welcome straight Mikkel to the show. Welcome to the program.
Hi.
This nigga flips like the pancake. So anyway, it's such a cool job. It is a dope job. And I'm gonna, bring her onto the show soon. But the question I was gonna ask, and I'll still ask it, because why not? I put the program together and I didn't change it. We got time. And it might be a quick answer. You guys can play along with this. The topic was, how do you tell your hairstylist or your barber that you don't want your picture taken? That has been a new trend in barbershops and hair salons, like these stylists. And even the ones that are not stylists, they're just beauticians, like they're just doing hair. They want to show off to Instagram and they, will pull out their camera as soon as the last curl is curled. And, next thing you know, you want somebody Instagram. How do you feel about that? Is that like okay with you?
It doesn't bother me, but I think they should always ask.
Always ask. Yeah, always I think ask. That's always.
Hey, can I take a picture of your hair? Maybe, take the little flyer like most people do, cover the face, and you just.
Yeah, and Graffiti mentioned that this morning. She was like, they have like this special cover that covers the face like completely, and you can take the picture of just the hair. You're not seeing the face, you're just seeing the hair. But some people are just not with them shits.
You're not paying me to be on your Instagram.
And that's the other thing, too. Like, now with this insurgent social media, being a social influencer, people should take that really serious. If your likeness is being used and you don't want it to be used, you have every right to say, don't do it. So I was really interested in hearing from a stylist, like, how she approaches that. Because I have been to a barber who shall remain nameless, but you might know him. He does not ask. And sometimes I don't mind the camera, but when he pop on that big light, that big circle light after your haircut is done, and then he spins you around for like 10 fucking minutes, and you're like wondering, when can you get up and see your own fucking hair? It becomes a bit much, and I don't know what to say because this has literally happened to me.
You the mirror yet?
I have not even got the mirror in my hand. I don't even know what I look like. What if I'm jacked? What if I'm not liking what you're putting out there? Oh, you want to talk about mothers? She said, Chrissy Graffiti said, do they ask you what design you want in your head? That is another thing. Like, when I go to a beautician or a barber, I'm specific about what I want. And I usually say it wrong, but I say it like this. Yeah, I want a low fade or and a taper in the back. And the barber just recently I went to, he was like, you want a fade and a taper? You're not making any sense. I said, yo, first of all, relax on me. Because I'm not a hairstylist. I'm not a barber. So and I just know that I have to tell the Dominicans that because they don't really speak, you know, good English. So I have to tell them specifically what I'm saying. It's just a thing. And I don't feel like I should be pressured into taking no pictures at the end.
That's why my barber speaks English.
And I need an English barber. So I found one. Shout out to him. Mikey, he takes good care of me. Oh, he don't want me to call him that. Oh, sorry. Anyway. So, I don't know. How do y'all feel about that? Let me see. Morgan says, oh, no. Rihanna says, definitely need to ask. Yeah, I think that it's an overall consensus that everybody needs to ask. But let me ask this question. What if they don't ask? What do you do? Are you going to be quick to turn around, like, grab that camera? What, are you Kanye West in there? Are you slapping it? What are we doing?
I'm taking that.
You're definitely hand. Not. You're saying, yup, but you're not.
I am here like, thank you. Delete.
Delete.
My haircut free or delete.
Oh, that's a good ultimatum. Like, all right, you can take my picture, but the hairstyle is free, right? For the promotion.
Exactly.
I think that people should start to do that. Because fuck that. Because then maybe people will start to think before they start taking these damn pictures. Yeah, you got to pay for that. My image and like
tagged in this photo.
Where's the contract?
Right. Am I getting tagged? Are you pushing people to my social media site?
Facts. How is it helping me?
What if I get, you know, some off of it? Like, hey, what photo sent you here? If they show you my picture, do I get a new free haircut every time I come in?
I gotta give me something. Morgan continues and she says, when I had my head shaved, I would always go with specifics. Absolutely. I go with photos, you know, everything. Because I want my hair done a certain way. And when it's not, it's a problem. We got a big problem. Especially if I get my hair cut, because you can't get that back. It won't be I don't have a problem with saying I better not see myself online. I know that's right. She says she doesn't have a problem with saying that she better not see herself online. If you didn't ask me and I then find out later that you put... That happened to Chris recently. A picture of her son was taken and used on a flyer. She went off. And especially because that's her child. Like, that go without saying. Put him on a summer camp flyer to a camp that he does not attend.
Oh. Pay up.
Good day. Good night. Rihanna says... says delete my pic and let them know next time you need to ask me. Yep, be not afraid to be blunt and let people know how you feel. Oh, I'm with that.
That Bible.
I'm trying to read, right? And I'm reading today.
Be not afraid. Be not.
I didn't know I was gonna take it to church. Right. That's because I had that Jesus juice. Church tabernacle. You can't just take pictures of people without asking. And that's true. You can't just do that. But I think nowadays people don't care. Like, people are really, like, not afraid to snap a picture, post it up, like, with no question. And somebody's going to get fucking served one day. Somebody's going to get handled. You know, like, those pictures that you take of people from behind. You trying to be funny because they got, like, busted shoes on or they booty crack sticking out or something. That bitch might find you. And that bitch will pull up that IP address and then pull up that set of dress and be you'll be addressed. All the smoke. You had no business.
My new thing, you know, I take a lot of pictures in the barbershop because people come in there all crazy. Mm-hmm. Like, I hate when people come in the barbershop with, like, flip-flops on. And they
pajamas up. And...
No, I don't mind the pajamas. You know, a barbershop is somewhere comfortable.
Right. And if you're running, you got to get there. Right. Just do what you got to do.
You don't want to be late. You want to be...
Don't look crazy, because I am going to take... Right. I'm going to laugh.
I tell you, this one guy came in there with some flops on, with no socks on.
Yeah.
Feet was ashy, yeah. Toes not done. Bro, his toenails was like this long. I put the... Could you not?
Worthy of a picture.
Worthy.
Worthy of a picture. Sometimes you guys set yourselves up. You set yourselves up. It's not our fault. I'm one of them. I'm a pooparazzi, as they used to call me, because I, you know, my nickname is Pooh. Shouts to Tattoo. A pool tattoo. Anyway, that's not important. But be careful. Real quick, before we wrap the show up, did want to tell you guys some breaking news that I heard and I saw, and I thought this was going to be, it's going to be great. It's going to be amazing. It's going to put a lot of y'all back into reality. I'm so grateful. Instagram will be taking away those fake likes. They'll be removing, you will see your likes getting back into the real world of things. They are restructuring, Morgan just mentioned this, so it made me think about it, restructuring the laws around social media, and that is this is part of that, you know, part of those movements change, because it's literally it's like becoming a marketing scam in a sense. When people are out here being a social influencer, oh, I've got such and such number of likes, don't fry fest me, okay? Yeah, if it's bullshit, it's fucking bullshit, and I want to know it's bullshit. Sorry, Instagram Live, I think you guys went dead. No, Did he actually suck the dick?
I don't know. Did he? I don't think he did.
He said he would take one there. He would go that far to the distance for that team. I do need somebody on the team like that. Would you suck a dick for something? We needed something for this.
On the person.
We'll talk after the show. Graffiti is making a face. I think that means we need to wrap this thing on up. I appreciate. Go ahead.
Somebody, let's just say, if you know, production manager of like Power 105 come up like, yo, y'all can have this spot,
right?
$300 million a year,
right?
Oh,
you suck at that dick, you suck at that dick.
Okay, God.
Did you see it?
You gotta take one for the team, for the both of us.
That's why I love you, nigga.
Would you eat that cat if it was
to get listen? I'm definitely. It's something smell funny. Something don't smell right. Listen, I'm very, very specific about things, and she's right. I don't know. I don't like flappy. Listen, that's another show. We will do that on another show, another program. But right now, shake the weight technique. Yes, you see? Okay, everybody do this.
With a grapefruit.
Oh, with a grapefruit.
Grapefruit technique.
Listen, I love y'all. Jimmy White is here. Shouts to Jimmy White. What up, my boy? We about to get out of here, though, Jimmy. I appreciate everybody, though, that tuned in today. And make sure you guys tune into the full program that you guys were a part of. So I know you guys want to hear that. On Monday, I'm going to have this on Monday. Maybe tomorrow. I don't know. See how fast I can work. It'd be great if I could do it right now, right? Anyway, we'll see where we put this out here. And stop waving your hand in the air like you just don't care, Christy Graffiti. It was good. She said her drink was tasty. Love you guys so, 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 so much. And remember, it's cheers to the freaking wiggle. Let's put our drinks up, Mikhail. Oh, you didn't have nothing. Get a little. All right. Put your drinks up, goddamn it, for the show. Ding, ding. Oh, man. Cheers to those nights that turned into mornings while making friends who turned into family, y'all. We out of here. Peace.